nohulnik tanahadni konisoka tu kodoska tandagos no gu gohodo hotsadil hoyosel ho khansai katasni 1930 dongel zainwornen no to husle hasni husalno itel 2 months no gizneno Когда яцени дат, что охот выкинал, ко котел дат, что яцан, что лейнен, что ханошка, кануит, что от кон холошка, для кош нет лот, что на кого не шо, что нет лот кунношка. 250 miles, Hanna, by the river, Nansakan. So, he's gone to Honolsakan. So, you don't need to Sakala. You do, you wash to eat all, he's gone with you on the song, Honolsdat. Ух, кодаж хэлт. Баука. Хэлтад юу нэн коггүй тална. Ийл хэлтад тагштаан. Данко атлас кодад туу. Шоо туу атлхон яин хэлшоо койдни. Юу бууне ашнихлаа хожу тухун кунтлоо нэхлот шоо койдни. Итхэл боо тухултаа. Адлаа шултаан тлэгу хүрүсгүйни идлиди. Нэлэ, таамхэл. Шажи тоудэнэх, цэхэг шугуудныхэн. Бохон таад жокуул. Гүш эго тэнэчивгэ рекорд хайлин дэгу бихар шай. Тлаашу хунд тэнэг ханихай о кэшэгэн лэн таахэл кунд. Одна кэнийхай тагэлтлэг одна үтлэгэлтлэг тэгэл лэг үхчхүү шоор толзэй. Но, what I say is, in 1930, in January, was that done for Huslia? I mean, a lot of people of us. We get down there in 2 months' time. Late in spring, we get there. And we're riding round there, hunt muskrat round there. In July, I start up for here with canoe by the river. It's 250 miles by the river. And I get here. I never go down back where I start from. And I stay around here all winter. And next year, next summer, the folks that I go down with, they come up here and they stay here. Lee stay here. That was his mom and dad, you know, was going down. He brought his mom and dad up. He had a guest boat that time. And that's what I say. You understand? Not too good, huh? I says, if this didn't achieve, if this you record, well, I hope you listen what I say, or you're a white man, or you're a native, I says.
How did you travel when you went down?
With dogs. We traveled with the dogs. There, you know, Lynn and his mom and dad was figuring out to stay down there.
This Lee Simon?
Yeah, Lee Simon's mother's. They figured on, because that's where they came from anyway, early days. So they thought they could move back. But when they stayed down there, well, they got sick. And they don't want to pass away down there. So they come back up here. Because they know there are no more people up here. And they make their living up here too. So they don't want to pass away down there. So that's why they come back. And both of them is passed away in here. Now, girls' school, you got 1938, Donna. It's called Hulu God, as Gaga Udal Toll, through Hulte. Gaga Zoot Toll Toll's a Nito. It was a kid Kyle, Nona Ulman Crick, Hulu, Saldat. It was 2 weeks of Gaga Zoot Gistol. Oh, you, what, 7 miles for that? Gets all Western. Oh, Christ, God, so the guest also not said that. So go, needs not go, I like how needs not said that. So, you guest then, get that then, has kun, lee, who look at. Has kun, no need to lee, yes, has kun. Тот кун кагц тол толсод их кун гоцл тооч. Эдгэл кун юу бат? Maybe but it might so dan. Гэц оогаалц. Эдгэл кун кагц тол толс хөлөөгөө санац идэв. Санц кодаг код нэг кемп нөц идэв. Зөв кон хоноц алтаад. Зүлай өнөд. Наа хотаашш ш. Ин 1938, in spring, who stood up? That was a shooting beaver. So me and my brothers, three of us, who stood up about 7 miles, and we walk over the country, packing, and we get all the beaver we want, and we come back, and we come down here. And another time, a year after that, no, 38, yeah, 2 years after that, me and Lee was the same way again. We were over Ullman Creek and shooting a beaver. But Edomites again, packing, and we come back. And we come up here for July again. I say, that's just what I say.
Were there any special celebrations here in July?
Yes. We had big time them days, you know. Actually, we had a big time one this early days, about 10, 25 years ago. There was no, I told you last time too, I told you folks, there's no liquor at all. But people get here together, you know. They had all the fun they want. They play baseball, play football, and evening like this, coming to evening, they go up to the hall and then they can dance all they want.
What kind of dances?
Oh, white man dances.
Fiddle music dance?
Yeah, music dance and Indian dance, Eskimo dances, and everything. Arm breaking, wrestle, kickball, everything them days. That's all the fun they want. I see one time women's wrestling too. That is in New Year. Oh boy, they really had a fun too. The woman had to wrestle, you know. There's one that Oscar mothers.
She Oscar Nickton's mother?
Yeah, yes. She thought she was strong, you know, but she kind of, oh, she's around about over 50 years. And one little woman knocked her down. So she try again, because that little woman is skinny, not too tall either. But she get him down again. Now she laugh right there. I don't know what she say. She talking her language, and we don't know what he say. She laughed though. So we just think that. She was, she should be young, at them time, them days, I don't think she would get me down. Maybe she say, we say. Well, that's about all. You know, the early days, oh, back in, I'm going to talk about a little bit back old days. Back in old days, the American potlatch, like we do right now. Them days, them old days, is, they had nothing but meat, nothing. But all different kind of meat, though. Different kind of animals' meat. What the best of they had is the grease, any kind of grease. Bear grease, or caribou grease, sheep grease. That's the only white crop, just like they had them days. Now, right now, we had all kinds of food when they had a potlatch. We had a meat, crackers, coffee, sugar, and fruit, everything, berries, everything we had right now. That's what I say when I talk in dance hall right after we eat. Every time I tell about this story. Now the early days people, what they had is just nothing but meat. They had a good meat though. They really had a good potlatch with the meat they had. I say all the time, you know, and right now we had everything. Meat, crackers, coffee, tea, sugar, fruit, everything, rice, berries, everything we had. So I think myself we get the best of all time.
When people died, was there any special potlatch then?
Oh yes. A lot of people went to back in old days when they started to make potlatch, you know, lots of them die off. And that's when they say they're going to make potlatch. That's what we keep on doing yet. And them back in the old days, you know, they make a really good potlatch too, even if they do have just meat, but they had everything put up. Clothes, blanket, guns and everything. They put up right here, right center of the house. House out in fire someplace, and what they do that for is whoever makes song, like two of you make different kind of song, well, they give them what they had, so they buy that song, whoever makes the song, like right now they keep doing that, but they kind of give up on that, though. Because they think, before the old people passed away, they think they can keep it up all time for that. Because dying off is too much. And they can afford to buy everything, they think. So they give up on that, but meat or anything like that, coffee, sugar, anything like that, they're not going to give up till last. That's what the old people used to say before they, all of them passed away. No.
Were the songs that were made up for people who died only some
yes,
of that time?
Yes, yes. Like if I talk about them old days, you know, if I die, you're going to make song. That's just the way they are, you know. Whoever die, well, I make a lot of song myself. Whoever die, you gotta make song for him. How he make living, how he is in trapping, how when he go out, how he make, how many game he kill. Well, that's what they say when they make song for that time, man. Not only man, but the woman, same way. They make song for the woman and man.
Could either men or women make up the songs?
Well, very few women make the song, but and a lot of men make song. All the men make song. Quite a few women make song too, I know that. Don Huxley has hardly anybody to make song now. There's enough people, but too young, and they don't know. Like in here. But down there, why I talk about Huxley as the woman that make song. Not the man. A few, two, three could make song, I know, but lots of people in there and lots of men, but they're too much of a white man. So they don't make song down first, but the women's, I know women's, my wife know too, women's started to make songs. And the Chief Henry and Sammy and Edwin Simon. I think that's all that man that could make song. Just three. But lots of women make song though. Chief Henry, he was up here, you know, he was up here. But they moved down to Huxley. And they lost their kids and grandchild and everything, and that's why they can't move now. And they, while they're down there, you know, they get too old to move around. Once in a while, they was up here, right? They were up here last fall for Thanksgiving.
Are there feasts for Thanksgiving and Christmas here? Huh? Do you have feasts for Thanksgiving and Christmas time here?
Yes.
In the community hall?
Mm-hmm. There was one time one man died in here. And people came in over from Quebec and from Tarana and from down Kaikok Station. They all get from up the river. They all get together in here. Just to see, have fun they're going to have. They see what kind of, they like to see what kind of fun they had in here. So people come over from Quebec, Tarana, Kaikok Station, up Battles Way, from Wiseman. They all get here and oh, they stay here almost 1 month, I guess, just to play, fun. That's all I know when I was a kid then. Not kid, I was a man then. I was around about 18 years old.
Who was that potlatch for?
Oh, Leon, they call him. And there was another thing. They had a big village down Attic City. And there was store in there too. And there was that Leon was living here all alone. And at the same time, there was preacher coming over, Hudson Stock, they call him. Coming out from Fochukan in 1904. Well, in 1906, he come over from Stephen Village again at Hudson Stock. Well, he asked Christian, that Leon, they call him. He wanted to know which good place to be in the village, or here or down there. But that Leon say right here. That's why the village moved up to here. So Hudson Stuck says they're gonna put up a mission and school in here then. So store move up here and all the people move up here. And that Hudson Stuck says, if whoever make house in here, they're gonna give him window and door. Just free. They did that for quite a while. Yeah, they do that for quite a while. Whoever make house, they give them windows, one door. But we saw a lumber for by hand for floor. So that's why they move up here. And that's the coolest place they move to. He saw
The song I make for Steven Bergman in 1929. That boy is my nephew. He's my cousin's boy. So he's my nephew. That's what the songs I make for him. That's quite a while ago. 1929 is quite a while ago. Well, I can still sing me the song. I forget that song, right?
Who say you?
sing you hear? Who sing you hear? Now this is the song I make for my sister-in-law. Two of them was died. Three was died. And in the same year, one died in October, somewhere around October. Another one on June, somewhere around June. Another one in, I don't know, in March, I guess.
Somewhere
around January. That's three. It died one time.
What year?
In 1946. Well, I tell you, I make a lot of songs. I don't know how many songs I sing in here now. Two right now. One before. I think three. If I hear them, what? I know how many. When my dad, he was out hunting, or somewhere around middle of September. I don't know what year though. But anyway, I know what he been killed that time. He went up South Fork River. There were a lot of salmon around there. Any kind of animal come to them, dead salmon. Because the animal been eating salmon, dead salmon, you know. And he come to one place where the brown bear get after salmon. And in late in the evening, that's not sure, but that's sure enough to tell about that story. He's all alone, but he come back, he killed that animal, maybe around 10 o'clock at night. He went to that bear to come out while he'd been eating fish. He wait in there, and Peterson, he can't see nothing. Pitch dark, pitch when he started here, that animal started coming in. And he was in gravel bar, and back where that animal get the fishes, kind of deep place, a big dish house, I think, and all the fish, all the salmon was in there. And that animal coming out, little way, he said. But when he find out, because nothing sticking out around here in the bar, but when he find out me, he said. And against the bank, too. So he wait. He put little piece of white leaves, and he tied him onto his gun sight, front one. Well, he aimed, but he never see that animal. He heard that animal was breathing all right. He heard his breath. Pretty soon he get tired, he said. So he know, not too far from me, he said, about 20 feet. He shoot him. Nah, he miss. When he shoot, you know, that fire is just make light. Right there, he said. Well, if anybody with me, well, he would have killed him, he said. Because that gunfire, you know, make a big fire spark, you know. Well, he shoot him 5 times. He never hit him. And that animal is same place yet. Way too bad. Last shot. I got one more in magazine, he said. But he had lots of cartridges in pocket, you know. Well, I kind of get a little scared, he said. Because I got one more to shoot. Well, he load his gun again, that animal make a jump. But he don't make it really cross. He jump in water, water splash, and when the waves going out, he can see him, he said. Now he shoot with that last shot. While he shoot him, he started to dig up smoke, ammunition, cartridges. While he put him in there, that animal, he hit him good, all right. That animal get out either way. He got not much chance to shoot now. He hear him all right, but he go up the bank, he hear him. And, well, he listened with no noise at all. So the early days is they had a block of matches. They call Chinese match. If he had a flashlight them days, he would have been all right. While he struck the matches and go off the bank, he followed a little way. And there was big trees right here running across that animal track. Now, I give up, he said. He know he hit him. And why that animal go the other way, he really get badly hurt. That's why he turn the other way, I think, he said. So he had a camp down about half a mile, he said. So go down to get his canoe and he go across. That was on the outside the river. Boy, he said, he no sleep all night. Good thing I was on that side of the river, he said. So, daylight, next morning daylight, good daylight. Then he go cross again. Look, try track him, that animal. He said, that trees crossing his track. I just get to there, he said. And that animal was dead on the other side of that tree, he said. I tell you, my old man is got enough nerve to do anything. He was. So he come to there. There was big bull moose right there, just like he said. Because his stomach get swelled up, you know, and make it bigger again. So he said he'd come to there and he cut him up and peg him down to his canoe and dry him up a little bit. Just so there were blood running out, make it a little lighter. That was, I was a kid then. I'm an old baby, about 9 years old then. I had canoe, he made canoe for me, and my old brother got canoe. Three of us walked him, but we ran out of food. And me and my brother, he sent us home. So, day after that, that's when that animal, he gets up to that animal. If we was with him, well, I don't think I'd do anything. I got shotgun, little shotgun to 44, they call it. My brother got gun all right, but I don't think he could have hit him. Poor fella, you know. So that's the story I tell you. Long before that, they were hunting up Norfolk and come down and fall. And I still talk about my old man, because my uncle tells the story about that, what he doing again. They come down, blue bellies, old bellies, and there was animal come out for the fish again, and there was snow when they come down in fall. And they come to that place, they see all kind of animals coming out in snow. They could see the tracks. And my dad and my uncle, Suffolk Henry, was good with him. They go down about maybe 1 mile and camp on either side of the river. And in the evening, they go on up to that place again with canoe. And just when it started to get dark a little bit, my uncle, Suffolk Henry, had not enough nerve to stay in there. So he told his brother, he said, he's going to go home. I tell him, go ahead, I tell him, he said. And I tell him, I'm going to stay here a little while. He stay here, wait for the animal coming out. That was bear, that's all, black bear. And he's going up the bank where he had deep trail, thick trail on the snow, you know. So he said he walk up the bank and back in little bank, and big trees was fall down. And you know them roots, trees roots coming out, and I stay right behind it, he said. And the bear track is right around here. And I poke my gun right there. If he touch my gun, I go and pull the trigger. That's all. I think, he said. I wait, but soon I hear him don't die. I never know, he had another trail down here, he said. I hear him down there, start to walk on a bar. And I get up and get up the bank. I see him down here, putting the kids to my canoe. Walk up to my canoe. I can see good then, he said, because there's lots of snow. So I shoot him, and that was black bear, big black bear though. I shoot him, I hit him in neck. So I just take the guts off and I go across to our camp. That was quite a while before I was born. Well, that's what my old man been done. They was hunting up Fish Creek, they call them. And my wife's dad was hunt too with them. And they were all scattered around hunt one day. And my uncle, my wife's dad, he hunt too. He started to go home to day camp and one place against the rock. He would sit down, light up his pipe, smoke. He never heard nothing, but pretty soon he heard something right here. He turned back, that was grizzly bear. He killed that one, they say. The old timers, they're not scared of nothing. As long as they had gun, you know. And of course they had gun then, but back before that, they had nothing. They had just arrow and spear. That's all they hunt with too. And when they see that kind of game, they hit them with the spear too. After they shoot them with arrow, they kill them with the spear then. Well, it's a take a lot of nerve to do that. But this, when I talk about this, they had the gun. they can see him and they can shoot him. But them days, they had nothing. All they had is arrow. They hit him with the arrow first, and then they poke him with the spear. That's not a tough one. And at the same time, you know, when I talk about the arrow, well, in winter time like this, they started, when they chase moose or caribou or anything, they got to run them down, that's all. Because if even they say 50 feet or 100 feet, I mean, they can shoot, they can hit them. They got to go about 20 feet before they shoot them with the arrow. When you go moose, when you start to run them down, when you go about 20 feet away from him, he give up right there. He just stop. He got no nerve no more. He can't run no more. He gets stiff. And that's why they get him with the arrow. Arrow or moose or caribou or anything, sheep, bear, they do that. So I talk about my uncle too. That's all.
Your uncle was South Fork Henry?
No, my wife's dad.
Who was your uncle's name?
That's my uncle. My wife's dad is my uncle.
Well, okay, was he South Fork Henry?
No.
Okay.
His name is Jackie. That's my uncle Suffolk Henry's song. He make this song for his cousin. That man name is Albert Pilot. And when that man died, my uncle Suffolk Henry make that song for him. And that Albert Pilot is an awful good man. He was pilot in steamboat. When he started shifting boat around, he's a good pilot. He was. That's my uncle again, of course, because he's the only one started talk in when the people, when white people coming out in Alaska, he's the first one started pick up the word from the white people, and he's a good talker. He was a good talker. He talked pretty good in English before he passed away. So he made this song for his own cousin. That's my uncle. And that's his uncle. That's his stepbrother, too.
Kathleen's stepbrother.
Mm-hmm. Stepbrother. His mother raised that boy, you know, that man. So, a lot of people make that song for that man. Lots of them, from Don Hughes, up around South Fork, from right here. A lot of people make song for him. They had a big potlatch for him too. I think that's the only the last time I see big potlatch. Clothes, guns, blanket, and everything. Meat. Oh, they really had a big one. That's just about all.
When was that potlatch held? What year was that potlatch?
Let's see. Around 1921, I think. Yeah, around 1921. Yeah, 1921.
Can you tell me what that song means? Can you tell me what that song means?
Well, he says, my brother, we really, not only him, but he said, we really miss him. So that's the reason why I tried to do make song best I could, he said. That's just about all.